It's Raz FM with Brian McKnight and Nobody, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Mantsini. And this evening, we're having a conversation about opportunists, because sometimes we face a lot of challenges in our relationships, and even when friends and family try to be supportive and understand the root, it still doesn't resolve anything, because the truth lies with us. We are the ones that know our partners. We are the ones that know exactly what the challenge is. But ngoba umuntu usesamthanda angeke phela bese sokhuluma iqiniso ukuthi this is the challenge. I love them, but I know this about them. So that is why we're having this conversation, with the question of the evening being, do you trust your bae around people who are doing better than you? And when I say better than you, I mean in life. Because it seems money makes the world go round, and we all believe that umikhona kuba ngcono, umingekho it becomes a challenge in love. But just to define opportunists are individuals who seize opportunities, often at the expense of ethics or morals, to advance their own self-interest. They prioritize personal gain and may not consider the impact of their actions on others. You see why, Ngitsimine, it is tricky when someone is in a relationship with an opportunist, because they might be aware but not want to acknowledge this to friends and family, because then the next question becomes, why are you with someone like that? Why are you with someone who you know would never hesitate to make a decision that would hurt you if it would gain them something? But you have tons, and you want to make it work. And this is a reality a lot of people are hiding. Kunebandukuma relationships who bend over backwards to provide financially, not because they can, but because they know the kind of partner that I have will not stick around and suffer when an opportunity might be there to be elsewhere getting these things. But I love them. So let me know. When in your relationship, do you trust your bae around people who are doing better than you? Or, hey, Fezile, nami ngikhona khona lapho, man. Hayi, ngisathandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu asheshe angiphendule. Ngoba uma angiphenduli, I will never know peace in this relationship. Let me know, but for now, it's tea. It's Raz FM with T.I. Dead and Gone, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, and we are continuing our conversation on opportunists, looking at the characteristics of opportunists, with the question of the evening being, do you trust your bae around people who are doing better than you? Do let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Raz FM 943. But these are the characteristics to look out for. Opportunists are self-serving. They primarily focus on what they can get out of a situation for their own benefit. They are unprincipled. They may disregard ethical guidelines or moral considerations in pursuit of their goals. They are exploitative. They may take advantage of situations or other people to achieve their objectives. They're inconsiderate. They often fail to acknowledge or respect the interests or needs of those around them. Reactive. They are quick to react to opportunities as they present themselves, often without a long-term plan. So you see why, you know, when someone is in a situation where they are aware that I'm in a relationship with an opportunist, it's not an easy thing for them to acknowledge to their friends and family. And bangabane thinking abalokubalwa kungathenjwana, but uthi uyabuta, has this person ever cheated on you? Athi no. Then why maningana peace kangaka? The challenge is they know exactly who they go to bed with. Now, examples of opportunistic behavior: taking advantage of someone's misfortune, for instance, profiting from a natural disaster or a person's personal tragedy, using a situation to gain a competitive edge, such as exploiting loopholes in regulations or taking shortcuts to achieve a goal. Manipulating others to gain an advantage, for example, using false promises or deceptive tactics to secure a personal benefit. You see why it's a good tricky, good tense. Finally, understand it. Umangabe mundu avara ne mundu lo opportunist. Umangabe anganakthula. Because they know they're going to get hurt. They just live in fear of how it's going to happen. Which way is it going to be done? But they know it's coming. And it is not a pleasant experience for anyone to go through, especially not being able to open up to people close to you out of fear of being judged for even wanting to stay in that situation. So I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment. It's Raz FM. Raz FM with Mthandazo Gaja Ngimnandi, and I'm going through your comments on the station's Facebook page. It's Raz FM 943. I asked, do you trust your bae around people who are doing better than you? And this is what you had to say. Karabo Lena Lutswal, I'm in the world of single Fontain. It might be for the best. Hey, hi, Lamalang. Leslie Malumani would say, yes, because I don't have one. But if I did, I wouldn't trust her, because wow. Lutando Sfiso Zonke would say, I trust no one, Mineshem. Msimisi Nkwanyana would say, ka, I don't. Mfana Gambombi would say, why not? She's mine. Tsepokoza would say, Sesfezile, I do. Mpendulo Keke Grayson would say, Ola Fezile, no way. Don't be complacent in a relationship and tell yourself that you have it figured out. And eye contact is all it takes for two to tango. J-Lo Khoza Utsi, good evening, Fezile. Yes, I do trust him. Ino Prongo Nyama Junior, Utsi, too much. She's a good person, I must say. Shem, besides, no one is better than me. Nhlanhla Isaac, Utsi, I don't trust. Nope. Simpiwe Switch Innocent, Utsi, hey. I do 110%. Zanele Za, I do. Lerato Makacho, 100%. Nora Felicity, I don't have a babe, but I don't believe you. Menchi, yeah, why not? It's up to her. But Lela Pichipocha, I trust my partner around anyone. I just make sure she doesn't expose herself too much around any crocodiles, rich or poor, because it's not her swimming that I don't trust, but the crocodiles. Nelsiwe Magwa Divine Jovu Utsi, yes. Vincent Zwandile Utsi, it's all about love, for sure, yes. Tesco Zulu Utsi, not at all, Fezile. As we're speaking, selling it to a manjang is similar to Chalu. So, Gwendegi Legim Law, so Mbonile Big No. Yeah. But I think the one thing that we need to understand is Njongoba Bengshil. If you wish, if you know that you're with an opportunist, getting hurt is inevitable. Getting hurt is inevitable. It's a guaranteed with an opportunist, because they will find a situation somewhere, or the situation finds them. I don't know how it works for opportunists, where they are going to have to choose between hurting you, but and we both know what they're going to go with. Themselves. So sometimes we must just not even blame ourselves and try to. It's beyond you, thus. You'll meet someone who says, you're what I'm looking for, and I don't even need to go out to be sure. It's Raz FM.